Hello everyone, this is Mashur Anam from lifeharmonized.com. Welcome to the group coaching call number 2. So tonight we're going to talk about some of the other holographic tools and programs such as Liquid Love, Love is Power, Release Blocked Patterns in Love, and Release Shame, Guilt, and Betrayal. I will take you through the process of using them, and then I will also open up the lines for some Q&A about tools and programs. Again, anybody can use Skype to make a free call to this number. So the instructions are on your newsletter. And the newsletter also has a listing of pages that you can go to download the conference call recording, the Harmonic Shield, and also monthly container and consciousness upgrade calls. So to start, just breathe in and out a few times deeply, everyone, and gently open your eyes, gently close your eyes. I already have a group shield created for everyone, so all of you who are in the call right now, who are listening to the call, and anybody who will be listening to the recording, you are all added to this group shield. So as a group, we'll move beyond our normal space-time. I will take you a little away from this normal space-time continuum, closer to the fifth dimensional space. And we will connect with our sun. I will flush everyone's energy field with sunlight. Let the sunlight go through you, all of your cells, meridians, chakras, your physical, etheric, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies, and flush out everything that does not belong to you. Anything that is not for your highest good, anything that is creating any type of disharmony in your life. Let's flush all of those away and out of your field. I'm going to call in the rings of harmony around everyone to do some basic detoxing. And I'm also going to focus on your chakras. Now I'm going to open up the holographic vision board in front of every one of you. And let's look at all the patterns of shame, guilt, betrayal, resentment, lack of abundance, lack of relationships, lack of health, anger, judgment, anxiety, and all other physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual issues that you're going through. Let's put all of those in the vision board. The vision board has two columns. It's like a spreadsheet. In the left-hand column, all of your goals, visions, things that you want to do, you can put them there. And in the right-hand column, the vision board will show you all negative morphic field or connections to people, places, other timelines that are not beneficial. So all the things we placed on the vision board, I'm going to look at all negative morphic fields that are holding you back. All connections to negative people, places, events, lifetimes, and anything else that is not for your highest benefit, let those all show up. At the bottom of the right-hand column, there's a button that says disconnect. You can press disconnect or think disconnect, and you will disconnect these. So let's disconnect them. When we do this as a group, we add group energy, so it's more powerful for us. It's more powerful for us individually and the planet. Now let's connect to the morphic field of pure joy, pure love. Magical abundance. Success. Perfect health and fitness. Inner harmony. Global harmony. I'm going to bring down some healing energy and information through the entire group. Now I'm going to activate the holographic program Release Shame, Guilt, and Betrayal. This is not only about relationships, but it could be about anything. Health, fitness, finances, abundance. This holographic program scans your energy field and looks for patterns of shame, guilt, and betrayal that are stored in your cellular memory and in your crystalline matrix. And it starts to gradually run some algorithms and brings in information to transform those, to release those, and to harmonize those. So I'm going to apply this for every one of you now. Apply template, release shame, guilt, and betrayal. Gently breathe in and out. Whether you feel it or not, it doesn't matter. If you don't see the programs or hear them or feel them or notice them, you will develop those senses gradually as you work with the holographic tools, because your brain will create a new neural network and it will allow you to receive the information it has been filtering out. We actually receive a very small percentage of what we see and what we hear into our system, into our brains, that our brains would translate for us. So as you start to work with these programs and you cleanse your field, you release what doesn't belong in your energy field and your consciousness, and you harmonize your system, you will start to receive additional information. So let the program run for you. Release shame, guilt, and betrayal. And each time you call any of these programs or tools, they will stay active as long as they need to stay active. They will release and transform whatever you can release and transform at that moment, preserving your highest harmony. So maybe the programs will run for 5 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour. And you can run them every day or whenever you'd like, when you want to go deeper. But if you are very sensitive to energy, and if you feel a lot of things that when they come up and get released from your system, then just gradually do them. Go easy on them. You don't have to rush through the programs. When you use the release programs, so the rings of harmony, release shame, guilt, and betrayal, and release blocked patterns in love. So when you run these programs and tools that would release unwanted stuff and harmonize everything for you, your energy field will be able to process a lot more information from the universe. And your ability to manifest or see beyond what you have seen so far and other senses, they all increase. It's a gradual process. You don't need to rush through anything. At some point, if you feel like you're experiencing too much when things get released, you can also stop the program by saying stop program and the program name. Let's say you put a timer that you want to apply the release shame, guilt, and betrayal program for 24 hours. You can do that. Apply template, program name, and run for 24 hours. But after 3 hours, if you feel like you're experiencing a lot of emotions because things are coming up and getting released, you can also say stop program, program name. So stop program, release shame, guilt, and betrayal. And I just stopped it for all of you now. These programs are very flexible. They understand your communication. There are matrices built in for user-defined parameters. So you can interact with them. And when you really integrate them well, if you are having issues, they will automatically show up for you. Now I'm going to apply another program, Release Blocked Patterns in Love. Apply template, release blocked patterns in love. Gently keep breathing in and out. It's being applied for all of you. Gently keep breathing in and out. As the program continues to release and transform blocked patterns in love. So I'm going to stop the program, breathe in and out deeply a few times. I'm going to apply another program for you. Love is Power. Apply template, Love is Power. And you don't have to say it out loud. You can just think about the activation phrase. Or you can say it silently also. I'm going to stop this program now. And for all of you, I'm going to bring down a new relationship matrix that is higher in vibration, and it will help you for this planetary shift and your personal transition. I'm going to install that for all of you. Let it gently integrate. It's a higher vibrational matrix for true love and relationships. Gently keep breathing in and out a few times. I'm also going to integrate a higher vibration of abundance matrix for all of you. So your energy field gets an upgrade. And I'm going to bring this down and integrate that for all of you now. Just gently keep breathing in and out. Now I'm going to open up the Liquid Love template for you. This is one of the programs that has holographic vision board integrated in the program. When you launch the program, you can use commands such as apply template Liquid Love for something, or to bring me something, something, or to create or to generate something. So you can use it that way. The vision board will take your input. Or when you have a few goals, you can just put them in the vision board. You can drag and drop them. You can just project your goals. You can sync your goals that you're putting them on the vision board. It doesn't matter how you do it. The vision board is connected to you when you launch this program. So it will take your input. So let me launch this and let's do a little test with it. This is a fun, fluidic program, and you can also use it for, you know, true love, but it's more for something quick. Love and romance relationship. Maybe you want to have a great relationship with a client that you're going to meet, or you're going to have some business meetings, or you're going to do some teleconference calls. So you want to bring in some more love vibration. So you can use this program for that, similar to Liquid Luck. That is about money and abundance. That's to generate some quick income. Let's say you want to add some more people to your class or to conference calls. You want a project to work out faster. Test these programs with in different ways, with one goal at a time, or with multiple goals. See how your energy field reacts. See what works best for you. So let's apply the program Liquid Love. Apply template Liquid Love. And I'm opening this up for every one of you. And a vision board pops up in front of you. Whether you see it or not, it doesn't matter. It's there. Put some of your goals about relationships. Maybe a certain type of person you want to attract in your life. Put some of those qualities there. Put what you're looking for. Just take like 30, 40 seconds to do that. The vision board takes your inputs, disconnects you from morphic fields that are not beneficial for you, connects you with higher vibrational morphic fields. It generates a solution matrix for you, and it sends you a pulse of that solution matrix that goes through you, and then it also radiates out into the world, to the entire planet. So basically, you're sending out your goal, the vibration of what you're looking for. And that way you can attract faster. Now you can ask for anything, but the main thing is you need to be in the right vibration to allow the solutions. So that's why the release programs are very important. When your field is clear and you can let the information and energy flow through you effortlessly, the solutions can come to you faster. If you're not in a position to receive the solution, it's going to take longer. But whether it comes to you right away or not, it doesn't matter. Don't get frustrated, because if you do, you will push the results away from you. Don't get caught up in the mode that when is it going to show up, how, and all the worries, because those are all feelings of worries and disharmony. When you have those thoughts, feelings, you will actually push the results away from you. So do your best to move more into neutrality and non-judgment. That's how you can manifest really fast. So gently breathe in and out a few more times. And gently open your eyes. Now I'm going to put the call in QA mode, and you can ask questions about holographic goals, holographic tools and programs. I know last time we had a really long call, so we're not going to do that because I'm also traveling internationally early in the morning tomorrow. But we'll stay on the call maybe until, let's say, around 11 or so. And just your questions about tools and programs. All right, so I'm going to put everyone on QA mode, and you can press star 6 to raise your hand. Star 6. All right. Hi.
Hello. You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello. My name's Helen from New Zealand.
Hi, Helen.
I have two questions, actually, and will only ask two if you give me permission. So I'll ask the first one first.
Okay.
I have obviously been a member just for a week of your group, and I've been using the holographic programs and applying the templates every day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last week, I've come up with a very massive vision dream that I want to manifest. And it involves the purchase of a hotel in the beautiful town that I live in, which is very dilapidated and run down, but it has massive potential. So I would love to buy this place, and it is for sale, because I want to turn it into a healing well-being center. Now, my question is, do I only envision on the holographic vision board me being the owner of this place, or do I also envision perhaps winning the lottery that's going to give me the money to buy the place?
Well, you can do a few things. First of all, use the rings of harmony to release all issues between you and this property, between you and your goals and visions. Then use the vision board so that you can define your vision, let's say purchasing this place, and disconnect from all morphic fields that are not beneficial. Then connect with higher vibrational morphic fields. And you can apply Restore Inner Abundance template around you so that you can receive, you can transform your energy field to hold the abundance vibration that you need to attract the right amount of money or investors or whoever you're looking for in your life. So if you're looking for money also, you can also put them in a vision board so that you want this amount of money or you want this type of investors, you want this type of healers, you want this type of students. You can put all of those goals in the vision board. But work with a few different goals. First thing always is to use the rings of harmony to release all issues that exist. Make sense?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Can I ask you about the second thing?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. I'm a bit bewildered because I invested in an online income generating business with an American company that's been going for 15 years very successfully. And I only invested in it about 2 weeks ago, and last week the American powers that be climbed in and basically shut this company down. And I'm a bit bewildered that, first of all, that I went into this scheme at a time when I purchased your program and I've been doing the inner abundance template and all of that, and suddenly all the money that I've put in now has disappeared. And but what really concerns me is there are well over 2 million people like me, and they've all gone into a huge state of fear and anger over the whole situation. And my question to you is, are you able to tune in and tell me if this organization really is got negative intent, or is it just, do you think the government doing something to damage the business?
Well, I'll have to look into that a little more. But, you know, as the financial structure changes, a lot of businesses and a lot of markets and a lot of our known processes will collapse. So we have seen that over the last few years. This will continue to happen for, this year, next year also. And until a higher vibrational template of finances can take their place. Because a lot of these systems need to collapse for other type of systems that will, you know, that will be appropriate for the new shift, the new planet that we are talking about. So for that, you know, especially businesses that are not heart-based, businesses that are doing anything that is not ethical, that have a lot of question marks, they would most likely be some of the first ones to be hit. And it doesn't mean the whole company is bad or good. It could be some of the things they're doing or some of the things certain people are doing that could be an issue. But the main thing is, not to get caught up in that, but to stay disconnected. I know it could be difficult, but still stay disconnected and look at other options. Because however the money comes to you, it doesn't matter. One company can collapse, something else, you know, can give you a lot of income and profit. So it doesn't really matter where it comes from. Allow it to show up. Raise your field, the vibration of abundance. And when you vibrate at a certain abundance level, this will show up. Income will come to you. It doesn't matter how or when or from where. It doesn't really matter.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Next person, Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Am I talking to Mashur?
Yes, it's Mashur.
I can't believe it. Thank you. What would be the best templates to apply for a challenge where I've been stuck in completing my divorce? I can't seem to gain the momentum on the money that's needed to complete it. as well as the repairs on my home that need to be made in order to also sell the property as part of the settlement.
The first thing always to use is the Rings of Harmony. So you can bring the Rings of Harmony around you, around all the things that are happening, the people that are involved. So you can create a network so you and other people who are involved, attorneys who are involved, and the type of work that's involved, type of issues you're having. So put all of these in a network, network meaning, let's say, as separate entities, then run the Rings of Harmony around all of these, the people, places, properties, issues. So the Rings of Harmony is the first thing to use. Then use the vision board to define your goals. Disconnect from negative morphic fields. Connect with higher vibrational morphic fields. And then use the release programs also. Release block patterns in love and release shame, guilt, and betrayal. Because a lot of times we have different stuck patterns that we keep repeating them. So once you release them, then those patterns are not going to show up anymore. Make sense?
So how do I apply the one to release block patterns, as you said, of fear, guilt, shame? What's your template?
Yeah, we just use the activation phrase, the way we have done it earlier today in the call. Apply template, release block patterns in love.
Okay.
Apply template, release shame, guilt, and betrayal. And when you apply them, stay with the program for a little while. Just, you know, keep yourself immersed in its vibration. If you can spend 5, 10, 15 minutes, it's great. Just see how it works with you so you can get more used to these programs. Okay.
Okay. And is there anything that you can see within my energy field that you feel maybe need to be shifted, that I myself may be creating to make it more hard for me?
Well, I actually want to stay away from this in this call because, you know, there are a lot of callers, a few hundred of them, and if I start to go into some of those patterns, other lifetimes, many other things can show up.
Okay.
So I just want to keep it limited. But the release programs will still get those.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, next person.
Yes, hello, Mashur. This is
Hi.
Gushit calling, and I have a few questions about how to use these templates. And
okay.
My question is, on a daily basis, can you use all the programs to run? Like sit down in the morning,
yes,
say, and run all the programs?
You can do that, but you have to see if there's a reason to do that. For example, some of the programs with Vision Board, they will ask you for input. So it's better when you spend some time with each one so that you know exactly how they work for your energy field. If you want to run a bunch of them, I would recommend using the Abundance Program and Relationship Programs. Divide them up into two groups. So you know, then you can run each group. So that's usually better because once you understand how they really work with your energy field, then you can run them however you want. But first, you know, make sure that you're not too sensitive so that when they release a lot of things, you don't end up feeling a lot of discomfort. Make sense? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I said, let's take one of them, say the Abundance Program. So
mm-hmm.
I just say apply template, restore inner abundance, and sit down for 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So that's all I need to do?
Yes.
Then we say that keep it running for 24 hours?
You can, if you want, you can do that.
The
reason I say 5-10 minutes is because, you know, most people say they are busy, so I ask them at least stay with them for 5-10 minutes in the beginning, so just to get an idea of how these programs interact with you. But you can keep them running 24 hours if you'd like. The Abundance Programs are great, but for the Release Programs, just, you know, make sure that you don't, you're not too sensitive about what's being released.
Okay. So there's nothing particular I need to do. Just say that and then keep sitting quietly.
Yeah, you can just breathe in and out, and you can also listen to the recording in the beginning because it also has some of those vibrations that I bring in, so that will be beneficial also.
Okay. Thank you. I think I have it answered.
All right.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good
Hi.
evening, Mishra. This is Ralph from New York City, and I have
Hi,
a
Ralph.
question on perfect health and fitness. And I've been work I ordered it a few days ago, and I've been working with it. And I was thinking of how detailed to be. For example, I have a lead toxicity in my body, and it's playing havoc with my nervous system, and it's causing some heart problems. And do I detail all of that, or do I just simply,
Well, you can run it both ways. You can run it generally, so it will address all areas, because gradually it goes through your endocrine system, digestive system, and all the other systems. So you can do that. That's recommended. So all of your systems get some upgrade, and then you can use it for specific reasons. So if you want to use it for general purpose in the morning and have some specific goals in the evening, that's great. And also use the rings of harmony around those issues and holographic vision board to disconnect from anything that's holding you back and connect with higher vibrational morphic fields, such as some of the morphic fields of the Qigong masters or yogis and perfect health and fitness. So connect with some of those morphic fields.
Okay, that's good. One quick question on telomeres. Telomeres, are you familiar with those are the DNA chromosomes extension when they shorten as
I'm
you
not sure. I mean, there are many people doing many things. I'm not sure about those. I do have a program that works with DNA upgrades on my
Oh,
site.
the golden helix?
Yeah, Golden Helix.
Yeah, could you explain a little bit about that?
Golden Helix is a DNA upgrade module. First, it goes through your field. It scans what you currently have, so the entire DNA sequence it's going to scan. And then it breaks down into nano helixes. So these nano helix modules would go through your DNAs, basically go move up and down, go around and around those DNA strands, and start to first release what's not beneficial and bring in the information that you need to attract multi-strand DNA. So it's a gradual process. But when you keep doing that, you will actually attract, right now the way we have two strands, then you will attract quad strands, 6, 8, 10, 12. So you will start to attract other strands and combine them.
And this will help with your health as well.
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hi. Hello? I see Tom, 2991.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, I have two questions. One is I was using each template, mostly the Rings of Harmony and the Harmonic Shield,
Okay.
and it was working really good. And I was feeling better and better, and I implemented one more. And then I decided to go for the gold and activated the abundance, inner abundance, vision board. And then all at once, and I put rings of harmony around my family and things. And then my cat got into a cat fight. And then I had to take him to a vet. And then my car died. And we had to have car repairs. And so I'm wondering if is that because I activated too many programs, or is it just flushing up things, or should I stop it when that happens, or I don't know.
Yeah, so when you apply them, they will be released from your field, like information. So it's not going to affect your car really, or anything else, it will affect your personal field or people who are using them. So when you release a lot of things, then you can actually feel some discomfort if you're very sensitive. Not everybody feels it, but some people do who are very sensitive. Now, when it comes to your abundance matrix, the primary goal is to raise your abundance range. So when you, because let's say if your range is between 80 and 100 and you make 60 in a year, then good things will happen, so you'll make up the other extra 20. And if your range is still between 80 and 100 and you make 140, that's your income, then things will happen and you will get issues like car repairing or home repairment or spending money in different ways. So the money is going to go out. So So main thing is right now to raise your abundance matrix so that you can keep the money. So as they come, you can store, you know, you can keep the money. So that's why restore inner abundance is good for that. You work with that. You know, you could do it a little slowly so you can understand how it interacts with your energy field. But work with the abundance matrix, so raise your personal abundance. So when you hold a higher vibrational abundance, and then it doesn't really matter what happens outside of you, but you will attract more abundance.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Now, the template that you put in us on this phone call mm-hmm. is a higher vibration of abundance.
Right.
And that helps.
Right.
And that is different than activating the inner abundance and raising my frequency or my ability to have a lot more. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is what I did. It's a little different. It is more of fifth dimensional matrix. So I brought in what was beneficial at the moment. So when you keep repeating, when you keep running Restore Inner Abundance, it will build up from that template.
Yes.
So it will add, you know, it will help you to go higher up.
Okay, that's great, because I thought, wow, I activated the inner abundance and then my money started going. So I understand a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, integrate it more so that your threshold increases, because if your threshold does not increase, your money can increase, but it's going to go out.
Oh, okay. And my second question is just, you know how the planet is, the icebergs are melting and all this kind of stuff. Is there a good template? Is it just a...
Well, that's a natural process. Yeah, that's a natural process that's happening for our transition. So don't worry about those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do a lot of planetary work. There are many different type of templates I'm building for different cities around the planet, different sites. So, yeah, don't worry about those.
Oh, okay. I'll just worry about myself and my immediate little world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi, good night, Michelle. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I need to, I have a lot of issues. I won't go into that. I have a great opportunity to do a legitimate business. I need $7,000 to $10,000 to start, and my financial threshold is so very low because I cannot seem to get or keep money at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering. I mean, it's really worse than a whole lot of other people. I just don't know what it is. I get a job, I lose it. I've lost so many jobs. I've been out of work so much, I don't even know. So it's not that I have a lot of opportunities around me, and there's a lot of things I've been doing, but for some reason I can't hold on to money. So I want to know if there is something you can suggest I can do, but when I do the programs, is there something else or more I need to emphasize, or do I need to hold them longer, like do everything for 24 hours?
Yeah, so you can certainly run the Restore Inner Abundance template for 24 hours. You can spend some time in meditation with these, and also use Liquid Luck to bring in more abundance. Let's say whether you're looking for a job or business opportunities or investors or people who can help you with funding, so you can use that program. And use the vision board, definitely, to define your goals, release negative connections, integrate higher vibration, connect with companies like Apple Computers and some of the other companies that you may like who have good abundance vibration. They're drawing a lot of people, you know, they're bringing a lot of people, they're creating a lot of sales. So keep connecting with companies like that. And
so
keep
how
using
do I connect
the
with them? Do I
abundance.
Connect with them on the vision? Do I put them on the vision board? I'm not sure exactly how to connect with
yes,
them.
Yes, you can connect them using the vision board. You can create almost like a USB connection. Have you seen the movie Avatar?
Yes.
The way they connect and disconnect with animals, you can send out a connection from you in the same way to some of these companies. So you can empower, you can be empowered by their abundance matrix.
Oh, that's a great idea. Wow.
Yeah, so definitely use the Rings of Harmony vision board and the two abundance programs.
I see. Now, for health, one last question. For health purposes, I have an ongoing issue with my intestines, colon, for many years, and I want to know specifically using the vision board. Am I using it to pinpoint to put an organ on the vision board, or am I? One question concerning that: am I looking at the picture of the stuff in the vision board, or am I looking at the writing of it? Because I'm not sure about the vision board. What I'm doing, but I have serious problems with my colon. Should I be visualizing a colon, or should I be putting the word colon into something else, or working with my mind on it? I'm not sure which way is that.
Yeah, you can put the goals such as you have perfect health and fitness. Your colon is working perfectly. It is in complete harmony with you. So you can put some of those goals in the vision board. And connect with nature. Connect with some of the great Qigong masters, yogis, and absorb perfect health and fitness. When you walk in nature, ask nature to extract all energy that is creating disharmony in you, and nature can use it and convert it for other beneficial purpose. So donate those disharmony to nature.
Okay, will do. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. God bless you. You are fascinating and amazing. Your work is, I'd love to ask you a million questions just about you, but I will keep it on point. In using the program specifically, situations of a collective nature, like globally or nationally, I'm a little unclear as to, like, if there are any ethical guidelines to follow. I'm thinking about, like, Rings of Harmony to preserve voter rights in the upcoming election.
Mm-hmm. Using it to force anything. You are using it to around ideas, around the election, the concept, around what is truth, what is just, for those to come out. You're not forcing anybody to do anything. So, you know, it's like sending out a prayer or good wishes or good intentions to other people.
So the most appropriate thing would be to run the Rings of Harmony, like, often?
Run the Rings of Harmony around all election booths, all election centers, and in all equipments, instruments, the process itself. And yes, and then use a vision board that everything happens in perfect harmony.
Excellent. And what about on a global level to run the rings of harmony around the planet as a whole? And what about doing this like collectively to have, you know, because I could feel the processes we did tonight, the group mind, it was immensely powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can run it around anything. All of these tools are designed with certain logic. Only what is for the highest good of all will come out. If anybody has a negative intention, these tools will override them and the process will be disconnected. So they can only work for the highest good.
I have one other quick question. Thank you so much. In connecting, like putting out a cord, you know, as per the avatar image to a morphic field, you just answered that. I don't want to create a disharmony or drain anything or anyone or, you know what I mean? I don't want to impose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're connecting with morphic fields of consciousness. You're connecting with the abundance matrix. So you're getting empowered. It's like, you're
not
draining anything. Yeah, you're not draining anything from anybody. You're receiving qualities.
If I'm connecting to the morphic field of, say, a very powerful master healer, I'm connecting to basically the collection of thought forms that he has generated. And this is what you're calling a morphic field?
Yeah, what he generated
like
with a lot of different people, that healing power he has, the healing energy he has, so you're actually connecting to that energy. So when you're connecting with the Qigong master, the healing power the Qigong master has, you're connecting with that field.
So
you're not
really,
draining
so
anything from anybody.
Okay, that helps with the imagery. God bless you, dear. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. I have recently partnered with a biotechnology company that was an accidental discovery. And I am trying to get my portion of the business on the ground. And I think part of the question that I was going to ask has been answered early on. Not everybody understands the company, not everybody understands the product. But using Liquid Love and Liquid Luck, the vision board, the rings of harmony, and the harmonic shield, in increasing that for me in the highest vibration or that is the best for me.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things that I need or that is the best thing to use, and then just sit with them for 5-10 minutes, you know, activate and apply all of those things and see them on the vision board and allow whatever happens, happen?
Yeah, sure. First thing is, you know, the harmonic shield, you know, that's for your personal field. So use that for your personal field anytime. You can also use it for your home, office, business, any other structures, like in this case, this company. Use the rings of harmony to release all issues, negativity. Every time you call it, it's going to do some more work based on how much can be released and transformed at that time. So use that. Then use the vision board to define your goals. And use the abundance matrix around you, your, let's say, bank accounts, the company, so you can hold the new abundance that you're looking for. You can hold the higher vibrational of abundance because, let's say, if your goal is to generate $10 million, but if your field can only support 2 million, then you're not going to get to 10 million.
I got it.
Somehow, if you get to it, you will still lose it. So that's the primary thing when it comes to abundance. Raise your abundance threshold. So for that, use Restore Inner Abundance.
That's what you did last, the last call, right?
Yes.
Restore Inner Abundance. Okay.
Yes, that's also one of the programs we ran today.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Mashur. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I just wanted some clarity in regards to upgrading my abundance threshold.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that that is possible with running Restoring Inner Abundance?
Yes.
That's
one of the things it does. It scans your abundance matrix, and gradually it will upgrade. The part, the other part that you need to do is, you know, what I always tell people, to continuously keep disconnecting from negative fields, negative connections that are holding you back.
Uh-huh.
Because your brain wants to go back and reconnect with those things. So initially, it's a little battle between you and your brain, and you keep disconnecting your brain or your field from going back to old things and connecting with new and higher vibration. So after a while, your brain kind of gets used to it, and it stops connecting with the old stuff, and then it can happen even faster for you.
Okay, and in addition to that, to connect with the morphic fields of people that are living in abundance.
Yes, you can connect with their abundance vibration.
Their abundance vibration, okay.
Yes.
So
companies, people,
uh-huh.
what they have generated, the business they have generated, as long as you like them, make sure you like them.
Okay. And one more question. I seem to be running this racket with myself where I am taking the steps that I want in my life. I am creating things, but I keep saying that I am not,
uh-huh.
sort of, that it's not enough, and sort of reverting to fear.
Yeah, so use the vision board to disconnect
uh-huh.
from all those fear.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So any type of situation or feelings that you have,
uh-huh.
put them up on the vision board.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you put fear, and
uh-huh.
then all issues with fear, let those show
uh-huh.
up, disconnect.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then let's say you put guilt, all issues with guilt,
uh-huh.
let those show up, disconnect.
Uh-huh.
So you keep doing that and connect with joy, uh-huh. celebration, abundance, and other higher vibrational
uh-huh.
fields.
Uh-huh. And the same goes for people. Like if I feel, sometimes I get images that you know, of an issue with a person, then so I can disconnect in the vision board with
uh-huh.
the,
right.
uh-huh. Okay, great. So,
right.
And just so connect with higher vibrations of joy and what else?
Anything that you're looking for, joy, celebration, harmony,
celebration. Uh-huh.
abundance, yes.
Okay, thank you so much, Mashur.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, okay. I have a question about a couple of these programs, I think. The Release Blocked Patterns in Love and Release Shame, Guilt, and Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
I have just an indescribable connection to my ex-husband.
Okay.
And I want to let him go if that's what I need to do. Some huge part of me still feels like hanging on forever and
mm-hmm.
ever, even though I've never been a person to do that. It makes no logical sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't seem to get past it. And I'll stop dating for a long time, then I'll go out and I'll start dating people. But in my mind and in my heart, nobody seems to hold up to him. It's just...
Yeah,
just,
so the Rings of Harmony is one of the tools you want to use. And when you face something really deep, then instead of running them in the background, also spend some time with them. So use Rings of Harmony. Let's say if you sit in meditation or just breathe in and out gently, keep doing that if you don't meditate. But use the rings of harmony around you and your husband and all issues, your ex-husband and all issues that are holding you back. Let them, let the rings run. Notice what comes out of you. How do you feel? How do you, you know, what thoughts come up? So keep noticing and just stay in that vibration. Let's say you keep, you ask that, let's say you want to spend 30 minutes, so you can make a request that activate the rings of harmony around myself and my ex-husband to harmonize all issues, release all blocks, and run it for 30 minutes. And so stay in that vibration for 30 minutes. Or when you listen to the recording, you can listen to the recording and with this specific goals, because the recording also has a lot of different type of vibration that I bring in. So stay with those vibration and work with that.
Okay.
So that's one of the programs, and use the two release programs also.
Okay. I mean, I just had thought by now, with as long as it's been, that I would have had some clarity in one direction or another.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so sometimes when it's really deep core issues and things that you have in your crystalline matrix, you know, cellular memories, there could be many other lifetimes where you may have been connected. So some of the issues are pretty deep, and they take a little time to cleanse everything. But keep using it, keep going deeper with the rings of harmony.
Okay. Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Monsieur.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call, and I just want to say thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing, too. I just have a simple, I think it's a simple question. It's on the vision board. I can see my goals pretty good when I put them up there, but
mm-hmm.
on the right side, I really have a hard time seeing the things that I need to get rid of. I don't see them very well.
Well, you don't have to see all the list. You know the list is there, and just press the disconnect button or think disconnect, because you don't have to see every single one of them.
I just don't see that side. I don't see what I'm disconnecting. That's all.
Well, what will show up would be things that are not beneficial. Only time the disconnect button will show up is when things are not beneficial. So even if you don't see them, it's still fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know.
Should I just sit there a little while longer, just kind of concentrate?
Yeah, you can do that.
That,
you can ask questions like, if I could see these, you know, what is to be disconnected, what would they look like? What would be some of the items? So you can keep asking that kind of questions to your brain,
okay.
and you can get some more clarity. Maybe some information will pop up.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Hello.
Hi, Mashur.
Yes.
Oh, hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe you got my call. My first question is, I just started using the Rings of Harmony and Shield of Harmony, and whenever I use them, I basically feel very sleepy and kind of slow. Is that because of, why do you think this is happening to me?
When a lot of deep core issues come out, sometimes people can feel sleepy. So you can use it on a different time of the day, see what works better for you. Also, flush your energy field with sunlight, because everybody's field reacts differently. Some people may feel some sensations. Some people would notice more. Now, in your case, you know, and I've heard some other people also saying they feel tired initially, and when the issues get cleansed, then they would feel more energized. So it's a matter of how your system reacts.
Right.
So one thing you can do is use it at a different time, maybe not in the morning or maybe before you go to bed, then use it and see how that how that works out.
Okay. And regarding one more question is that regarding the fitness and the fitness and the other template that you have regarding health and fitness, is that possible that I can use that for my son who's 19 years old? Can I use that for him? Can I activate the template for him, for myself and for him?
Yeah, so he can call it. Can he call it, or he doesn't want to do that?
He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't.
Okay. Well, if he's okay with that, then you can call it for him.
Okay. I can do that. All right.
Sure.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Mishra. This is Emily. I'm so glad you are there to help me. I've been using the all the programs and templates, and I'm still having the same issue that I've been working on with different health practitioners and all kinds of alternative healing methods. I have a really bad problem with insomnia, but it's not when I'm by myself. It's only if I'm traveling or if I sleep with my boyfriend or even another person in the house, I'm completely unable to sleep. And I've tried all the different things suggested, and I'm still stuck with this, and I'm just wondering if there's any way you can help me.
So use the ring. Okay, so I didn't want to go into this, but at one point in one of the timelines, you were actually in an institution. It looks like more of a mental health institution. So
yes,
you're really, really scared. So let's run the Rings of Harmony. So now that you know, run the Rings of Harmony around that timeline, and you release all issues. Use the vision board to detach yourself from all issues regarding insomnia. So you can use it such as display all issues regarding insomnia and all timeline connections, all connections to people, places, or negative morphic fields that are creating this in me. So you can do something like that and then disconnect them. Keep doing that and use the, do you have the health and fitness template? Then you can also use that.
No, I should probably get that then too.
Yeah, that or, you know, you can, if you don't have it, use a vision board and use the Rings of Harmony to detach issues. So you can connect with the people in your home also, you know, and then, or, you know, anybody you are visiting or anybody is visiting you. So you can connect with everybody and run the Rings of Harmony around all of you together so that all issues are released, all things are in harmony.
Okay, thank you. This really affects my life hugely, so I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi, Mishra. This is Kathy. I just wanted to, last week I got your templates and your programs, and I downloaded everything all at one time and installed it, and then the next day I felt sick for about a week. So maybe you've already answered this by saying that, you know, maybe it was too much at one time, but I was just wondering if...
Yeah, when a lot of things get released from your field, like, you know, that's why I ask people to first, you know, gently go with the program to see how you notice and how your body interacts with them. Because when you're releasing a lot of things at the same time, because they're coming from really deep crystalline memory and really deep core memory and also your cellular memory. So when you release them, some people feel them, so that's why, you know, take it easy. You don't have to rush through anything. Use the Rings of Harmony. Get used to that. Use some of the release programs. Get used to them. And the inner abundance programs, you know, that you can use them anytime because they're not about releasing. But when it comes to releasing, then just go easy on those programs.
And I noticed that I had a tremendous upsurge of, like, strong negative feelings. That was part of it then, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of the old patterns can come up as they get flushed out of your system. So when they come up, and then you can feel them. So they will leave your body. So just use the Rings of Harmony and make sure to use the Harmonic Shield every day.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Monsieur.
You're welcome. Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Chipo from Ottawa.
Oh, hi, Chipo.
Hi. My question is, I have a health issue that I just discovered. What's the best program for me to use? It's my back, actually, that is degeneration going on there.
Well, you can certainly use the Rings of Harmony to release any issues that exist between you and your back issue or other timelines or any other connection that's holding you back that is causing this. Also use the vision board to define your goals, such as perfect health and fitness, all issues regarding your back, anything that's causing pain, let those be released. And if you are using the health and fitness programs, health and fitness program, you can use that also. But also use the sunlight, use the green ray of the sun more. So flush yourself with sunlight and flush your energy field with the green ray of the sun.
Ah, okay. I've been using just the sunlight without the green. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's now, I wanted to put some of those programs on my iPod. Can I do that?
iPod, yeah, sure.
Oh, I haven't been able to. For some reason, it's not accepting it.
Yeah, you could just sync with your computer. That's fine.
Right, yeah. Okay, I think I got it, yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I really enjoyed the program. I'm getting
You're welcome.
Out. Yeah, thank you.
Monsieur, hi, it's Steve
hi.
From New York. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So I know I've been doing some of the recordings every day, and I know there's a point where you say on the recording, after a while, you can stop listening to them and just say activate, let's say, template, restore inner abundance. When do you know when you're ready to do that?
It depends on how you feel. If you feel like it's great, then it's great. It really depends on your inner self and how your brain interacts, because if you think that maybe you're not getting it, then you may want to listen to them a little longer. But if you're in a position, like mentally, if your brain already mapped the network that, yeah, this is possible, this is okay, this is different than new technology, so then it's fine.
Great. And the recording that we did today, can we keep listening to that to deepen what we've done today?
Yeah, sure. This will be available on the recording page.
Great. And one quick last question. When you put an issue on the holographic vision board, let's say you put the issue on the right side of the board to be resolved, let's say a fear of success issue?
You put the issues on the left-hand side, but even if you put it on the right-hand side, the vision board is going to move it to the left. So it doesn't really matter. Just put it on the board somewhere. It's going to take it to the left column, and in the right column, it's going to show you the issues and negative connections.
So let's say a fear of success issue I would put on the left, and all this stuff which reinforces that would be on the right side, and then I would press disconnect, right?
Yes.
Great,
all the issues connected, negative morphic field, people, places, timeline, all of those are going to be in the right-hand column.
Terrific. I appreciate you and your work so much. I love doing it every day.
Oh, thank you. Have fun.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, my name is Patty, and thank you so much, Monsieur. I love your work. I have a question about, I love all the tools and I understand them except for the vision board. can you help me with a visual on that? When you say open the board, close the board, is it like a book? I'm just having a hard time visualizing.
It's like a spreadsheet. You know, Microsoft Excel, it's like Microsoft Excel with two columns. In the left-hand column, you're going to put all of your goals and visions. In the right-hand column, it's going to show things that are blocking you.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom of that right-hand column, there's a button that says disconnect. When
mm-hmm.
you press the button or when you think disconnect, it's going to disconnect those from you. What you can do is draw the vision board on a piece of paper, and you can train your brain that way, that, okay, you can draw an empty board. You can draw a board with some goals in the left-hand column, some issues in the right-hand column with the disconnect button, then press the disconnect button there. So you can do it that way, so you can train your brain.
I thought you had said at some point that it's like a oscillating gold matrix or
yeah, it,
like
it's more
that.
Like a fluidic matrix in space-time, but, you know, you don't need to worry about that. It's just that it's made up of different cosmic frequencies, and it has a lot of it has integration of some of the golden fee and a few other frequencies that are used for transformation.
Why would you close it?
It closes automatically once you're done with your goals.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you don't need to have it open when you're done. It's like, you know, keeping your laptop open when you're not using it.
Even if the goals haven't been realized yet?
Well, it's going to convert the patterns, transform the patterns for you. So once it's done, it's done. How long it takes for you to receive.
Oh, that's right, because it happens in an instant. Okay.
Yeah. How long it takes for you to receive, that's another issue.
Right. Okay, one last question. I understand the harmonic shield creates a vortex and moves around you, but are the rings of harmony, are they stationary or do they
No, they rotate, they mix and match different symbols, and they work on releasing different things from your field based on matching of those symbols.
Okay. It just really helps me to have visuals for these things. I
mm-hmm.
love that you gave the example of the avatar connection. That really helped.
Yeah, I do my best to bring up some of the science fiction and other movie connections that people are familiar with, so it certainly helps.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi.
Hello, Marshua.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I love your work. One of the questions I had was, are the holographic tools compatible with God's will and our soul contracts?
Yes, they're coming from a space of purity. That's where they were all created and designed. So they're not three-dimensional. They were created, constructed on a much higher plane. So anything that's not in alignment, the vision board or any of the goals or any of the tools would not actually do anything. So if somebody, for that reason, if somebody has negative intentions, those would be rejected right away.
Okay,
so what's
great.
For your highest good, that's what's going to happen.
Okay. And then is there a tool we can use to remove certain people from our life if they don't make us happy? And is there a tool we can use to bring a certain person in our life if they do make us happy?
The main thing is to disconnect yourself, because your brain will keep connecting with some of these people or places or old patterns. So use the vision board to disconnect these people, places, and anything else that you don't want. And you can define new goals on the vision board about what is it that you want to attract, and let those patterns be transformed for you. But train your brain, first of all, you need to disconnect. So until you disconnect completely, you know, you will keep attracting some of these people. So it takes a little time for your brain to stop connecting. So for that reason, you know, when I mentioned avatar, the way they disconnect, so disconnect from the people like that and connect with let's say, the type of people that you would want or the type of company that you would want. Make sense?
Okay, yes. And also, when we use the Rings of Harmony to bless food and drinks, do we need to do that every time we eat or and drink, or can we just do it like one time?
You can just bring it once, like when you do your groceries. Or you can do it around your refrigerator, around your home, you know, however you want.
Okay. And also, like, if we want to release blocks and fears, do we have to be specific on what they are, or can we just say release all blocks and fears?
If you want to be specific, like, let's say, for example, if you're working on something specific, then you can be specific. But in general, they will go through all the issues. They will do a scanning, pattern matching, and they will just go through the list one by one. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, they're very flexible. So, you know, you can use them however you want, whether you want to use them for something very specific or general, it doesn't really matter. It's up to you. All right. Hi.
Oh, hi, Mishra. Thank you. My question is, in the morning, I will say all the activate for, like, activate Shield of Harmony, activate Rings of Harmony, and go on, and then I will do, like, apply template, liquid lock, restore inner abundance. And then after I say the activations and the apply template on myself, I will do for my boyfriend. Is that okay?
If he's okay with that, if he doesn't want that, then his consciousness can just reject it. But why do you want to... So initially, I mean, why do you want to activate everything at the same time?
Oh, because I didn't... When I was listening at the first time, mm-hmm. You mentioned that you can... keep them running the whole day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can. But, you know, if you have a reason, then do that. Because
okay.
It does take your, you know, one of my goals is to make sure that you understand how each one of the programs work with you so that you can start to see them, feel them, hear them, notice them more. So when you do individually, so then you will get more into understanding and interacting with each one of them. So it just helps your personal energy field to get more in tune with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, if you want to run some of them, you can certainly run. But some of them, such as Liquid Luck, Liquid Love, Vision Board, they require your input. So, you know, you also have to keep in mind.
Yes. So what I did was I normally activate the Shield of Harmony,
mm-hmm.
the Rings of Harmony, Golden Helix, and the Perfect Health and Fitness.
Okay.
And then sometimes in the afternoon, if I remember something, I will activate them. And then is it okay that I activate the Shield of Harmony for my... because I have some sisters and brother in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I would activate it for them. Is that okay?
Yeah, you can activate the Harmony Shield for anyone. But yeah, just let them know. It's great that if they use it, so then they can also raise their consciousness, they can get into that mode. But as long as they are okay with it, then it's fine.
Okay. I normally would send them an email to tell them, and then I would send them the link to your website. I think that would be better.
Yes, you could do that. You can send them the file, because it's a free, you know, free access for everyone, so anybody can use it.
Okay. And
the Harmonic Shield, I mean.
Okay, so now I will concentrate on, so it's okay for like Shield of Harmony, Rings of Harmony, and then just one or two during the day.
Yeah. So,
and just wait it integrate into my life.
Mm-hmm, right. So
oh,
this
okay.
way you notice more, that's the only thing. You can
yeah,
use more of them at the same time, but, you know, just get into the habit of noticing each one of them.
Okay, because I was starting to feel better, and then I started getting, I think I was detoxifying my body at one point because I started losing some hair. That's why I stopped everything except for the Rings of Harmony and the Golden Helix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi, this is Lija, and I have a question about using the vision board and wanting just some guidance on the balance between bringing up something that you've already given to the universe and not wanting to really dig up the roots and, you know, mess with something you already trust you've given, and putting it back on the vision board for whatever is ready now to let go that might be in the way that didn't already get released before. Mm-hmm. So I found that it just seemed like a delicate balance, and I just wanted a little feedback.
Well, if it has already been resolved, then if you put up that goal to release that or transform, it's not going to find it. So it's not going to do anything. So if you have certain pattern that, you know, the vision board will only bring up issues around that if that pattern exists in you. So
okay.
If you have already resolved it, then it has been resolved. Then there's nothing, you know, there are no issues.
I don't think I explained well. I'm sorry. I meant that when something's already out there and it hasn't come back to me yet that I've wanted to create,
okay.
Just in all the teachings that I've had up until now, there's this one premise, which is don't mess with it once you've given it to the universe. Just like once you plant a plant, you don't go dig up the roots. You just leave it alone. So I felt like when I went through a process with you and I put things on my manifestation, on the vision board, and then the next day when I did it again with you, I'm like, oh, well, that's the same one. So should I leave it alone?
Well, see, you can still keep watering the plant every day.
Oh, good. Thank you. That's
right.
It.
So,
I can still water it.
Let's say maybe today your goal is to get a blue color car. Maybe tomorrow you feel like, you know what, I want to get a beige car. So there are no strict laws in the universe. If somebody's telling those things, it's fear-based. In the universe, things that you do, it's fun-based. It's not fear-based. So, when things come from unconditional love, there is no judgment, there is no fear. And you can update as many times as you want, whatever is in alignment with you.
Okay, thank you. And when I go to disconnect on the vision board,
mm-hmm.
and I trust that the matrix that are negatively, even if I didn't know what they were, they're being shifted. If I don't see the positive that they're being shifted to, is that okay? Or do I need to land on this vision of the iPod or the something? Can I just leave it to the universe to feed that?
Yeah, you could do that. But the specifics are only for your brain. So when your brain thinks, okay, I'm connecting to iPhone, so I'm going to get abundance like iPhone, it already feels better. It's just
okay,
a three-dimensional process.
So if I trust the process, if I feel like it's happened, then I don't need to go through extra steps because it's already there.
Right.
Excellent. And lastly, where can I learn more about you and how you've come to this knowing? I see you're brand new to me, and I know you can't spend the time to tell us all your history, but I would love to know where I could go to find out how you, just your story and how you came to this knowing and this assuredness. When you were just speaking about the planet and what's happening and reassuring us not to worry, and also that you are assisting, it was just like, wow. So how do I learn more about you?
That's an interesting question. Yeah, I have been staying in the background because I've had a lot of work to complete before I have done anything. And until April of this year, I didn't really release anything for people in general,
mm-hmm.
Except for some of the companies and people who already knew me. So, I'm doing a workshop in Minneapolis, most likely around the third week of September. I'll send out a newsletter about that. So I'll probably talk a little bit more, and maybe I'll do a call at some point, give a little bit of introduction about who I am.
I would love it.
Because I know there isn't, I think I put up a little bit of information about me just a week before the call with Daria, so most people, when they searched for my name, they couldn't even find me.
Yeah.
So, I just needed to stay in the background for some time until things, you know, my primary work was done. So, yeah, well, I know. Now you'll see me. It'll be fun.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming to the foreground for us. We're very blessed.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mashur. This is Tom. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
Well, thanks, and thank you so much. I want to say a big thanks on behalf of all of the listeners from last week. I mean, for that extra mile that you were doing for all of us. It was very much appreciated. 4 hours, and it's amazing. I'll try to ask questions that are kind of common to all of us, okay? So, you know, I'm growing up kind of lonely, abandonment issues. I would like more friends, okay? Mm-hmm. More friends connect to society better. You know, I'm married, happily married, but, you know, I'm still a little bit lonely, a little part of me. Just, you know, what tool should I use?
Well, first use the Rings of Harmony to release those issues that you're holding on to. Because look at ancestral genetic patterns. You can run this for your ancestors. Go back a few generations. Start with your great-grandfather because, you know, they all show up in this timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So you're picking up a lot of their qualities. So run the Rings of Harmony. Use the vision board to define what qualities you want. Look at what is it that you do not like. Disconnect those.
Mm-hmm.
And look at some of the people that you like and respect. Maybe they're some of the entrepreneurs, businessmen, actors, you know, mm-hmm. whoever they are. Look at what type of qualities would you like from them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Drag and drop those qualities in your vision board.
Okay.
Extract, copy those qualities, put them on a vision board. And then you can say something like, I don't know, if you like Sir Richard Branson, the charisma and heart-based entrepreneurship of Sir Richard Branson. You can put
mm-hmm.
that on the vision board.
Mm-hmm.
Let the vision board transform the pattern and integrate that for you.
Mm-hmm.
So look at qualities that you want to install. These are like new plugins for you. Like, you know,
yes.
you have your browser, you want to add some more plugins so you can
understand.
See Shockwave and Flash and other type of files.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So these are like plugins for your personality.
I understand.
So get some qualities from different people.
Mm. I'm using the tools for about 3 weeks, and I'm getting really good results. And, you know, I'm very highly sensitive to energy,
mm-hmm.
and I have very, very, very strong feelings, you know, when these tools coming down and Rings of Harmony and all of these things. I'm very highly excited about this work, you know, truly. And, you know, I have a part-time practice in alternative healing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'm getting more clients, even old clients from years back, you know, started booking with me. So, I'm you know, my practice is picking up a little bit.
Great.
Gradually.
You can also use the Rings of Harmony for your clients. A lot of healers do that.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's very beneficial for them also.
And, you know, I've done it for an extreme abuse case. The other day I just told my friend, she's also on the line. And, yeah, this lady, you know, got really amazing results, right? Very, very good results. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I have a couple of quick questions. You know, somebody mentioned lottery. Would it be a good idea to do liquid luck for a lottery winning ticket without having big expectations just for a heck of it?
You can. Just be completely detached. I've had
detached.
People, you know, especially one person told me she won like, I think, $1,400 or $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, like, you know, she said, I'm going to go and use this program and the Abundance Matrix. I just told her, you know, don't ask for anything. Don't judge anything.
Mm-hmm.
Stay detached. Don't even care because these programs are not for real lottery winning. But if you want to do something, have fun with it. Just stay completely detached. She won.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, stay completely detached, like not even care about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, purchased the health and fitness template,
mm-hmm.
and I run it through. I have two questions about that one. I think more people would relate to this. Okay, it's not just about me. One is that when I run it through, actually, when the skeleton system parts come, you know, that came up,
mm-hmm.
you know, after that, I had very, very strong pain in my upper body and around shoulders area, neck and shoulders, very, very strong. I don't think I had that kind of strong pain other than some accidents I had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then it passed, you know, in the beginning of this call, in about 10, 15 minutes on the call, then the pain passed. Is it possibly some sign of transformation?
You mentioned some kind of accident, so it's possible it was releasing some of those memories, cellular memories that you're holding on to. So if it was, since you said you're very sensitive, when it releases something that is very deep core for mm-hmm. you, then you could feel that because you are very sensitive.
Yes.
So it came to the surface and then mm-hmm. it just got flushed out of your way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of understand. I don't have many questions about it except one more. And you know, you advertise or you list on the website saying that that it can bring your capacity to 100%, right? 100%.
Yeah, and those are the intentions of the program so that everything is in harmony and you restore everything to 100%, right?
Now, I have a tricky question about that. You know the brain's capacity? We use the brain's capacity up to C to 5%. That's what scientists say, right? About 3 to 5. Can I have the intent to use it up to 100%?
Well, you use your brain 100%.
I'm sorry?
You use 100% of your brain.
Really?
So what the scientists are saying is, it's actually... The wording is incorrect. Many people say it like that. You know, that's how they publish it. But 95% of your brain is not dead. If they say that only 5% is being used, that mm-hmm. means 95% is not being used. It's dead. That's
mm-hmm.
not the case. 100% of your brain is used, mm-hmm. but the 5% of your potential is being mm-hmm. utilized. That's what they mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The more you use these tools, your senses will open up. So you will actually start to receive mm-hmm. a lot more information. So
mm-hmm.
then you can develop a lot more of, how much of your potential you're going to use, you can expand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You know, there's a movie about the pill, right? Do you remember that one by any chance?
They've taken the
pill and then suddenly they remembered everything, all of the numbers and stock market and so many things. And all.
Okay.
That's okay. So, okay, are you backed up with personal sessions, Mashur?
Yes, I actually have. Okay, so that's a good question. I do have a lot of requests from people and, I've been doing sessions pretty much from morning to night because a lot of people from New Zealand, Australia, and other parts of the world mm-hmm. are doing sessions. So, those of you who asked me a couple of times, just have a little patience. I'll get back, but I'm actually adding a new appointment scheduler. I wanted to do this before the call. I just didn't get a chance. And so I will add that soon so that you can actually look at the available time and book them yourself. Mm-hmm. So this will be faster.
Okay. So I emailed you last week about requesting a session. I haven't heard back.
Yeah, I just haven't, there has been... I have appointments available next week, but it's just that it's been backed up, so I haven't been able to get back to everybody yet. But I will soon.
Thanks so much for your time, and God bless, and all the best to you. Okay, so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Hello.
Hi, this is Tammy in Minnesota.
Hi.
Some of my questions have kind of been answered, but first of all, my computer, when I'm trying to download your program,
mm-hmm.
won't connect to the internet. It's happened. I've switched places. Is that something that's interfering for me?
Are you using any tool that is opening up wormholes or anything that may have any, negative imprint from people? Do you know anything like that?
Well, the only thing is that I don't have the internet at home, so
mm-hmm.
I go to, like, a coffee shop or some place, a public place, So, but my computer was working the first day when I started downloading, and then the next 2 days, my computer wouldn't even let me link on to the internet to download.
Okay, well, use the Harmony Shield. Use the Rings of Harmony. A lot of people told me that something similar happened and the Rings of Harmony actually solved the issue. But, you know,
I can pull those down without having downloaded it from my computer. I can just call them without having
You can still call them. Now, it also depends on their internet connection. Maybe they're just having trouble and you can go to a different coffee shop and...
I went to two different places and I had the same problem.
Okay, go somewhere that is higher in vibration.
Okay.
Use the Rings of Harmony.
Okay.
And download it then. You'll be able to download. Okay.
And then while I'm on this call, while you were going through, the different templates, my body was moving and my neck was snapping.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were doing the negative, the black sides, I was having trouble breathing, like a bad asthma attack. Is that things being released? Is that normal to the body moving and the neck snapping seem to be during the positive thing?
Yeah, that is normally happens when your DNA starts to unwind a little bit, so it can hold more light.
Yeah, it seems to be during circles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's usually a response that comes from your DNA. It starts to hold more light and it unwinds a little bit, just a little bit. So gradually it will unwind more so it can actually connect with the other strands that are around you. And for negative stuff, you know, when you release, like some people are sensitive so they can feel a little bit more. But, notice what you feel, understand how you respond to different type of energy and information.
Okay. And then the last question, since I've been starting all of these calls, I'm on the Darius things, I received a pretty strong vision last night, about opening up a healing center, and it was pretty detailed. Is that from all of this, or was that just a dream? Like, how can I tell? It's not really something that I think I called up myself, but it just seemed to be a vision of what I should do.
Yeah, so one of the things that happens is when you start to cleanse your field, you can receive more information. So if you're aligned and that's what it's showing up, see how you feel about the goals. Go into the sun, to the center of the sun with those, take those goals with you and see that they can stay there. Normally, when things are negative, they cannot go to the center of the sun. So test it out that way. So it's possible you're receiving some more information from your higher consciousness because your field is getting cleansed.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm calling because, let's see, I think...
Hello? I think you got disconnected. Okay. I'm going to go to the next person. Hi. Anyone there? I see Trish.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. This has been a great discussion because most of my questions have actually been answered. But you just mentioned about taking things to the center of the sun. Could you describe that a little bit more in more detail?
Sure. Calling the harmonic shield around you and go into the center of the sun. Just, almost like think about that as your spaceship. So you're going into the center of the sun. And also you're bringing the issue with you. So you are there, your harmonic shield is around you, and the issue is next to you, and take this issue to the sun, or go into the sun, call that issue, and see if that can come and withstand the light of the sun, because the sun is very pure. Normally, things that are not pure cannot stay in the sun.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's wonderful. I got a really good vision of that. And then I wanted to ask you, will you be teaching another 12 rays class soon?
Yes, I will be teaching the, well, first I will do most likely the crystalline matrix class, because last time I've done it, the average vibration of people's crystalline energy was 1500, and these are all healers and people who have been doing a lot of healing work for many years. And after the class, you know, it was a 7-day process. So I do one call at the beginning, one call at the end. And after the class, it was about close to 60,000. So it went up by 40 times at least.
Wow.
So a lot of people had over 100,000. So that certainly anchors a much higher fifth dimensional vibration in us. And after that, I'll do the 12 rays, so you can integrate that more.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Those both look very interesting. Thank you for your work.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so it's a little after 11. I will take a few more calls because I do need to leave very early in the morning. I am going, I'll be doing some international traveling. So the next caller. Hello.
Yes. Hello, Monsieur. My
Hi.
Name is Annie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just fine and wonderful. Oh, I'm glad I got on. I've been working daily with the vision board, and in the beginning, I just kind of listed some of the projects that I've been working on. I'm pretty well satisfied with relationships, and my health is really great, and I'm very happy with my spiritual growth and the rate that it's going, and my life is full of fun and joy. The only thing that seems to be a little sluggish is the finances. Because my life is abundant in every other way. And I've been working with the vision board, and what I did initially was just kind of list each project that I'm working on to help other people with my nonprofit. And then something said, get more detailed and start listing underneath like an outline of activities that move me closer towards the manifestation of each project. And I'm kind of thinking that the vision board is not supposed to get so cluttered.
You can do that if you want. You know, like how you can, if you're familiar with Microsoft Project or, you know, some of the websites, when you click on a plus sign, it will expand, then, you know.
Right, yes.
But you can also do a multi-tiered structure on a vision board. So,
okay.
You know, there are no restrictions. You can use it in many innovative ways. I have taught some people in the past to do it, use some advanced tactics for vision board, like so to do multi-layered or multi-tiered goals. So, you know, you can all do that. So the main thing is to, you know, you can get specific, but make sure to keep in mind, let this or something better happen. You don't want to restrict to those conditions because there may be better options for you.
Right, so still keep
yeah.
it open and loose.
Yeah, so use the vision board, use the rings of harmony to kind of release all issues. But keep your options open. You can define your goals, but make them flexible so you can also change them on, or the universe can add whatever is in your highest interest, in your best interest.
Very good. Okay, I will do that. And one more question about the rings of harmony. Now, my life is very harmonic, but I know a lot of people whose life is not. And I have used the rings of harmony. One example is on an apartment building that my family owns. And I discovered that I need to put rings of harmony around it every day, because the day that I didn't put it around there, some children got on the property and started, set a little fire next to the garbage container. And that kind of let me know that it works very well for buildings. But how about people? Can I just, there's some tenants who are kind of like at each other's throats. Can I throw a ring of harmony around them without them knowing?
Well, you can do them. The thing is, these tools are constructed at, you know, at one of the highest planes that exists in this universe. So they will never violate any contract. They will never override anything that's in the Akashic records or any soul contract or anything. So you can always help people with the tools, because sometimes people just don't know. It's like, you know, if you see somebody who's hungry, you can give them some money, right? You can buy them some food. If somebody needs help, you can send them some healing light. So the same thing with the rings of harmony. What you're doing is send them some good wishes and harmony.
Yes.
So if they want to reject, their consciousness will reject. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not forcing. You cannot force anything using any of these tools.
No, I just want them to get along.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, you know, it's your building, so you want more harmony in your building. So you have the right to make sure that everything is in harmony.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
well, very,
so that's fine.
Very good. I'll just keep doing that on a daily basis, and I think the tools and the programs that you provided us are just really spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too. Okay, I'm going to take a few more questions. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Debbie. I just have hopefully a quick question. I've been studying energy, and I don't seem energy medicine, and I don't seem to be moving forward. And then I've also had problems with reverse polarity, and so I've been using the rings of harmony and the vision board, trying to release any negative or blocks, because I don't understand why my polarity keeps reversing. And I know how to do some exercises to reverse it, but every day it reverses on me.
Okay.
So is there something different I can ask for, or because I was using rings of harmony and the vision board trying to release or reverse any negative things that would be holding me back.
Well, you're getting some magnetic interference from the planet. So that's one of the things. So let me just see quickly if I can run some process. So one of the goals you can put in the vision board is all issues with your connection, all connections to the planet's magnetic polarity, disconnect from them, because you're kind of caught. So, you know, again, I'm not looking into all different timelines or who you have been in the past, but you're sort of caught between some crossing of these you know, like magnetic grids on the planet, you know, north and south, there are magnetic there are different areas, but you know, there's magnetic energy. So you're kind of caught a little bit in that field. So, you know, do some disconnecting. You know, think about the movie Avatar. Disconnect from Earth's magnetic field like that.
Okay.
Disconnect from all issues with polarity. And connect with 100%, how do we say it? Connect with perfect health and fitness. Inner harmony. So connect with those and see how that, what happens.
Okay, yeah, because just saying to release any blocks that's holding me from moving forward or with polarity, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, getting tired of this. Okay, well, thank you very much, and it's, everything's been so fascinating. I've just been doing this for about 2 weeks, but
okay. Yeah, please send me an email. I'll be traveling for the next few days, but then when I get back, I'll look a little deeper because I'll see why you were caught there. So just please send me an email, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, Monsieur. I'm so pleased to talk with you. You're a real gift to humanity at this time. I just find it amazing. I spent the day listening to the other phone call since I just signed up. What I wanted to know was I've also will be obtaining, I've purchased but don't have yet, several of your others, including the Ascended Masters. And I wondered how clear I need to be before I tackle the Ascended Masters.
If you feel called toward them, look at the list. If you feel called toward them, then it's fine. Most people, when I first did the call, most people who were in the call were actually invited by one, at least one of the Ascended Masters. And for that first batch, those are the people who were in my call. So see how you, you know, who you connect with and see how you feel.
Well, when I was reading the different courses on your site, when mm-hmm. I came down the list of the masters, I think it was at Hilarion, but I became very moved, almost to the point of tears. So I'm not just certain. I suspect there's something in me that's hunting for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but I mean, I'm just starting all of this, so for 2 days, I guess, so far. So I'm presuming I need to gradually work to the point, I mean, and I won't have that from you for a couple of days, but gradually work to the point where I then tackle that one. Is that...
You can, you know, all tools programs, they're the same. In that call, what I do is I bring in their, these are the Ascended Master who... the masters who agreed to have a direct communication line with the people. So all the people who get the tools installed and the process installed in them will have a direct connection with these masters, with these 12 masters. Whether they can see it or not doesn't matter. So I made an interface, so it will be like calling up, you know, picking their name from the screen and just doing a touchstone pad and just calling them up. So, yeah, if you feel called, then you can do that, or, you know, we can wait a little bit. It's up to you. There's no rush, and there's nothing that should stop you.
Now, in my own case, I suspect I have sensitivities that were shut off at a young age. I do get some kind of feeling sensations throughout this day that I've been working on this, and when I first heard the teleseminar and had reactions, but it's kind of hard to identify what they are. Is that something that's apt to get stronger as I, like, more able to identify as I work with the ring?
The more you work with them, your ability to notice things will increase. So don't, you know, get caught up in wanting to notice them. Let this develop naturally for you. Because if you get caught up in, oh, am I seeing it yet? Am I seeing it yet? Then this is going to take you longer. Just be curious. Ask questions like, if I could notice it, what would it look like? If I could see the energy field or the aura field or anything, what would that look like? Just be curious. Ask some questions like that and let it unfold.
Okay. And then for trust issues in myself, with the divine and with my spiritual master, is there a specific program that would be beneficial there?
Use the release programs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, release programs, and you know, you can also define using the vision board and use the rings of harmony to resolve all issues.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Well, I look forward to having a private session. I put my name on your list, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Hello.
Hi, Monsieur. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
My questions have pretty much been answered, so thank you very much. The only thing that I wasn't clear on is if one wanted to clear from other timelines, is there a particular way to phrase that?
What do you want to do?
Some
kind of release issues or harmonize things?
Yeah, mainly to do with relationships.
Okay, so if you know about other timelines, or you know, lifetimes, timelines, whatever you wanna call it,
mm-hmm.
You can send the rings of harmony to those timelines. Let's
mm-hmm.
say you know about your lifetime in Egypt, so you can call the rings of harmony around you here and your lifetime in Egypt, and you can connect these two lifetimes if you want,
mm-hmm.
and so that when things transform there, things automatically transform here.
Right, and if you don't know,
You can ask. Like all of my issue, let's say, connect all timelines where I had relationship issues or this type of particular issue,
mm-hmm.
and call the rings of harmony around all of those lifetimes.
Okay, and you would do the same, say, with ancestry.
Mm-hmm, right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to take two more callers. It's about 11:22 now, so we are about 22 minutes over, and I'll take two more calls.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call and for the work you're doing. I have a couple questions. One is, in my field of work, I'm trying to gain more clarity about what type of a job I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would like it to be something expansive. I tend to be kind of, staying kind of narrow. And then this also is reflected in the money that I'm bringing in. So I want to be able to use my skills and also feel inspired and feel confident. And so I'm not sure with the vision board or what do I need to do to.
So when you release enough from your field, you'll be able to understand and notice more. So I would pay a lot of attention to the rings of harmony. So use that and the release programs. So once you start to release a lot of blocks and issues that you no longer need, then you can receive more information from the universe. So, you know, use the release tools. Go pretty deep, because a lot of your cellular memories and memories stored in your crystalline matrix, they will start to come out and they will get flushed out of your system. So when these cells and crystals are clear, more light can flow through you. So the other thing is...
Where will I find those? Yeah.
Hmm?
Where will I find those release tools?
They're in the program. The release blocked patterns in love, release shame, guilt, and betrayal.
Okay.
And rings of harmony is also another release tool. And the other thing is the central sun of Pleiades, Alcyone. Connect with that. It's spelled A-L-C-Y-O-N-E. If you look up Pleiadia, or Pleiades, their central sun. So connect with ASEAN. The vibration of ASEAN is very good for finding out your true purpose.
Right.
And for you also, so connect with ASEAN, and there's another star next to it called Maya. So connect with both of these, okay?
Okay, and the other thing is, like, I, because I'm actively looking for jobs, and I have to give references. I have, like, a sure reference from time in the past, you know, like years ago, and these are people who are so confident, like, they're so wonderful, and when you're talking about, like, matching your energy with somebody who you, you know, respect and all that, I feel that way. It's a mutual feeling, but some of the more current experiences that I've had, when I ask for references, and I have given, like, volunteered or given to these people, but I never get a response. I don't know if I would get a negative or if it's, I don't get anything for reference letters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I, what do I do about that? Because some things, you know, on one hand I'm, you know, appreciated or I feel good about what I've done. And then on another hand, I don't feel, with some, you know, I don't know if I'm getting something good in order to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, if you know the people, connect with them, ask them, maybe you need to ask them a few times, use the rings of harmony around you and all of these people so you can get the best type of references. Use the rings of harmony around you and your job issue. So, you know, any disharmony that can be released, use liquid luck to get some good references and use liquid luck to attract the right type of income source for you.
Okay. I think I've been getting results from the little bit of work I've done with you. I can see, you know, some positive
great.
Things.
So those will be your reference points and build up on that. Know that they're working great for you. And when your brain creates that neural network with this new mapping, it just gets much easier for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, so it's about 11:30. I'll take one other person who got disconnected earlier. So I do apologize, everyone. I cannot take all the other calls, because there's still quite a bit, at least more than 100 people. So, so I will have this recording available tomorrow on the recording page. And, you know, there's a link in the newsletter. And I'll also ask Darius's office to add that to their page so you can download the recording there. And please listen to the other recording from last week, which was more than 5 hours. There were a lot of questions that were answered, and a lot of questions and processes we are talking about, they were also very similar. So you'll get the idea. Primary idea right now, whenever you face any issues, first use the rings of harmony to harmonize all issues between yourself and somebody else, or between yourself and another company, or between yourself or, let's say, a whole bunch of other people that you may be, facing that, you know, you don't really know what to do. So whatever issues you have, rings of harmony can be the first tool that you use. Then use the holographic vision board to define what are the things that you want. Disconnect from negative fields that are not benefiting you, that are sometimes harming you. And then the vision board will automatically pull in higher vibration, but you can also connect with some of the morphic fields and are people, places, companies, products that you like, and they hold good vibration for you, a higher vibration of abundance, higher vibration of relationship. Maybe you want to connect with a movie or a book or some authors and get empowered by them. So use the vision board as your next tool, and then use the other tools. When you talk about releasing issues, the two release programs, release blocked patterns in love and release shame, guilt, and betrayal, they are really excellent for you to release really deep core issues, beliefs, patterns. And when you're working with abundance, you know, work on increasing your abundance range, increasing your financial range, so you can hold higher abundance. Use the Restore Inner Abundance program for your personal field. Activate it for your home. You can say apply template Restore Inner Abundance for my home. You can say apply template Restore Inner Abundance for all of my bank accounts. Think about your bank accounts. So you want to make sure your field, your personal field, can hold the higher vibration of abundance. And your home can hold it. Your bank accounts can hold it. Your projects can hold it. Your retail location, businesses. So use these tools. And then when you're talking about, you know, liquid luck, liquid love, love is power, you know, these are also for you to attract what you want and connect with higher vibration. Eventually, the goal of all of these programs would be for specific issues that you have, start releasing more, integrate more, higher vibration, and gradually they will all help you to open up the other five chakras that are dormant for most people. So instead of living from seven chakras, you'll start to live from 12 chakras. There are many more, but I'm talking about what's immediately beneficial for us and what's really essential for us at this time. So work with the tools and programs, and all of you who have requested for sessions, I know I'm getting a little delayed, but I will get back to you also soon. Most likely starting, I'll have some sessions available next week and the following weeks, so I will set them up, and I will also implement a calendar so it's easier for everyone. So I'm going to take the last caller now. Let me see if she is still on the line. I think I've seen her. Yes. Oops, no. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yes. Oh, thank God you got me again. What I was saying before is that, you know, from the time I was a young child and even now, you know, I suffer from depression a lot. And I feel that that couldn't affect me in terms of being able to manifest, you know, some of these things, you know, with the activation. I wonder, you know, what can I, do you think it's something to do with entities or anything like that? Or, you know, what should I do about that? Because it affects me in all areas of my life.
Yeah, so run the Rings of Harmony around you and some of your ancestors. Go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 generations. So start with that generation and all the other family members you have had in your 5 generations. So there are going to be a lot of members. Add everyone together and run the Rings of Harmony around everyone. So let's say they're all going to be in a room, if you want to visualize that way, or in a field, and you're going to have a whole bunch of Rings of Harmony around every one of them and a large one around the entire group. So
yes.
Do that. And also connect with other timelines. So think about your issues, let's say depression or other type of anxiety issues. use the vision board, that all timelines that are creating depression in me, anxiety in me, anger in me, judgment in me, so whatever your goals are, let those show up, then disconnect them and connect, and you know, let the vision board automatically connect with higher vibration. You can also connect with vibration of joy, laughter, celebration, harmony, abundance, a lot of those fun things. Use the sunlight to flush your entire body, your energy system, your home, your office. It's a very effective tool, and it's a very beneficial way, beneficial tool to raise your vibration and do some transformation very fast. Because the way trees need sunlight, we also need sunlight. Our cells need sunlight. So
yes.
Use those tools. And
What about with like overweight? I also suffer with, you know, obesity. I've had that problem since I was a child too. I've been on many diets. I lose, but then I gain it back quickly.
So here's
the
thing.
Same thing.
This is So this is something I explained last time. You cannot lose weight. Weight is energy. Energy can only be transformed from one form to another one. So when you say I lost 5 pounds or 10 pounds, your brain's gonna think, it's gonna make all the connections. What happened when you lost your keys, lost your glasses, lost your wallet, lost your couldn't remember where you parked your car? You were in panic.
Mm-hmm.
So your brain determines that losing is bad. It wants to find what you lost as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when you want to lose weight, your brain will go like all hands battle station. Let's find what we lost. So you don't want to do that. You want to donate extra weight. So make that habit. When you eat your food, look at it, make the intention only what is pure and only what is for my highest benefit. I receive that food. Donate the rest to countries or people, organizations that are hungry. You know, there are many organizations that are feeding kids, women, children, others. So donate your extra weight when you walk in nature. Let nature absorb extra weight from you. So donate them. Don't attempt to lose anything. You cannot lose energy. Make sense?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I just want to say
when
one
you
more.
Donate, you feel good. So when you donate weight, nature takes it, it converts it to something positive and beneficial, and it helps you also.
Right. Which program would be the best for helping with, you know, to visualize that?
You mean health?
No, what you just explained about the donating.
Now you can use the vision board. Yeah, you can use the vision board to define your new goals regarding weight. And you can use the Rings of Harmony to release issues.
I had the Health and Fitness also, which is another program you had. I had that too, but I couldn't download it onto my computer, and I lost it, you know, several times, and I haven't been able to get it back. But would Health and Fitness get help with that?
Yeah, sure. Well, if you haven't, send me another email. It's a MP3 file, so you should be able to download it the same way.
Yes, like it's different from this file that we, from this one. It's different. That was like you send it, and it's like my computer won't accept that format for some reason. And then I, you know, after a couple of days, you know, you lose it.
Just send me an email. I can send you a different link, or I can send you the program directly.
Okay, and this is something very different. Like I started using the program after 2 weeks. I had a dream about a dog, a black dog, had wrapped itself around me, and I was screaming for my family members to come and help me, and, you know, nobody could really hear me. And then when the dog fell asleep, I ended up killing the dog, and it was like a nightmare, but I was just wondering. It seems like it has something to do with some of the issues that I'm going through, and
Yeah, so think about the dog as something that is negative and not beneficial, and you got rid of that. You know, you don't have to take things literally. Sometimes your mind interprets things differently.
So,
don't go and get caught up in the visuals, but, you know, understand you released something that was no longer beneficial for you. Okay.
All right. I kind of thought that was happening because it wasn't a when I woke up, I didn't feel afraid. I felt like I had, you know, I was just puzzled by it, like, what was that? But, mm-hmm. you know, okay, all right.
All right.
All right, thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for all your work.
Take care.
Take care now.
Okay,
good
bye.
Night. Have a good trip.
Okay, somebody is
Thank
not
you.
Muted. All right, so thanks everyone for joining. And I will actually do two extra calls because, you know, a lot of you still had questions, and one of them will be, the next one will be for the people in Europe, Africa, Middle East, and Western Asia. So that's going to be on, I think, September 7th, most likely, September 6th. So I will send out some information about that. So thanks for joining, everyone. And those of you who have sent me emails, understand I've received a few thousand, so it could take me a little time to get through them. My first priority is definitely when it comes to ordering sessions and everything. So just have fun with the programs and, you know, just use them. Be detached, neutral. That's how they work the best, and that's where manifestation can happen the fastest. So thanks, everyone, for joining, and have a magical month. Bye.